On the show today, we have Ideology's CEO, Christina Luttrell, talking about their new fraud report entitled Black Swan, the COVID-19 effect on identity, fraud, and customer onboarding. Super timely stuff here, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Welcome to the show, Chris. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. I'm great. I'm glad to be here. It's nice to talk with you.
Yeah, nice to talk with you as well. Happy second day of spring as well. Hope the weather in your neck of the woods is good.
It is beautiful in Atlanta, Georgia. We have a beautiful, lovely day here. So it's a great day to be outside.
Good. Say that again. Say that. Well, let's get done with this so we can go outside. All right.
That's right. That's right.
All right, Chris. Hey, we're talking about a fraud report that you guys did. Kind of impacts the insights for credit unions. It's entitled Black Swan, the COVID-19 effect on identity, fraud, and customer onboarding. So this is super timely stuff, obviously. So before we dive into some of the details here, can you give us a kind of a quick overview of this study and why you guys embarked on that?
Yeah, so this is actually our 8th year of putting together our fraud report. We've been doing this for quite a while. It started kind of small 8 years ago where we just had some customers asking us about trends in the industry. And then it just turned into this really big research report that we started putting out every year. And so what we do is we just go out to companies, our own customers, and then companies who may not be our clients and get their input on what they're seeing in the landscape of fraud and how it's impacting their companies. We work with so many different industries. Those answers can be similar, but they can also be very different in how the impact is occurring to that company. So we've been putting this out for 8 years. We get a lot of really good insight. And I think this year has been one of the really, really more not surprising, but we've seen higher lifts in certain areas of fraud, specifically tied around the pandemic and what's been going on in the world lately.
Speaking of that, let's kind of segue off that, because we all know that, you know, fraud was off the charts this year for obvious reasons, people working at home and all this type of stuff. But so what are some of two or three like key findings that you guys found that could really benefit folks out there? Like, hey, we better shore up this area or else we're going to get hit too, type of thing. So can you share with us a couple of key findings there?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think to begin with, what we saw in the initial stages of the pandemic is we saw a lot of companies that, and by the way, the financial services industry just, I mean, we could all take lessons from financial services and credit unions and just how fast everyone went digital, right? And how fast they were able to start working with their clients and onboarding clients. But one of the things that happened is because there was so much of a movement to digital, where you have these digital newbies who weren't comfortable signing up online, maybe an older population, what companies did is they kind of loosened up their fraud controls. And so they could bring more people in, right? Yeah. And by loosening up those fraud controls, it just opened up to a whole world of different types of fraud that was occurring. And so one of the areas that was really, really popular, I guess, for fraudsters was account takeover through phishing. And I know that if you read the Wall Street Journal today, there was actually an article in there about how the FBI is talking about phishing being one of the worst things that have happened in a long time for the industry. So there's been a lot of phishing that's led to account takeover. And we see that in our study as well. When we see customers responding to our survey, they're still very much concerned about those things. There was just a huge uptick. And I'm kind of looking at some numbers here off to my side to make sure I get the numbers correct. But when we think about the uptick in fraud, there were 69% of the companies that we surveyed. They saw an increase in year-over-year fraud attempts, and that increase was compared to a 53% of those companies last year. Wow. So, just so many more companies are seeing fraud attempts. Mm-hmm. and having to deal with that. So we saw this, you know, everybody launched out and loosened their controls. And then everybody was like, let's put the brakes on for a minute and let's tighten things up. So you had kind of like this seesaw effect, right? It's like, okay, where we really wanted to come in and kind of help folks is let's get a happy medium, right? Like let's come in and let's try to like separate the wheat from the chaff. We know that this is a good person, so we shouldn't have to put them through a lot of friction. Whereas we know this particular profile shows tendencies towards fraudulent activity. Mm-hmm. So that's where the friction needs to be applied. So, you know, it's just been, it's been a whirlwind, honestly, over the past year. And, but, you know, the survey that the research report that we put out really showed exactly what we were experiencing. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think ever before have we experienced it so strongly, and it correlates so strongly to the research that we got back, but we were right in the thick of it. So it was pretty interesting to go through.
Oh, I could imagine. I mean, it was bad before, but when COVID hit, it got even worse, unfortunately. So
yeah. Yeah.
So have you, I mean, and who exactly did you guys talk to in the survey to get these results? Obviously you span across different industries and stuff, but just who in particular did you guys talk to, or just, or a representation rather?
Yeah, yeah. So representation of the types of industries and then the people that we spoke to. The industries, we're talking to folks in all aspects of financial services, whether it's, banks, credit unions. We do a lot in the alternative and sort of fintech space as well. So there's some P2P and alternative like prepaid companies. Healthcare has been interesting as well. We've worked a lot in healthcare. Access grants to your COVID test results, right? That's something that was kind of interesting to watch this year. Also gaming. So we had just a lot of different industries that responded. And I think would be interesting for your audience is the breakout that we could put together for just specifically for your audience and what our customers were saying about what was happening to them.
Oh, sure.
The types of folks that we're talking to are mostly individuals who are in charge of fraud and risk at the financial services level, fraud and risk, and in some cases, acquisition, onboarding of new customers, who's responsible there. So, it's the same kind of, I talk to my fraud team a lot on a regular basis, and I've asked them, I know they're tired of me asking them these questions, but I've asked them for a solid year, what do you see that's new? What's new? What's new? What's new? And they're like, Chris, nothing's really new in how the fraud is occurring. It's just the sheer volume. So, you know, it's not like there's any kind of new fraud attacks or fraud vectors that we've seen more so than what we've already, tracked, but it's just the sheer volume of this that's occurred.
Well, I think we all kind of forget that, you know, especially at the beginning of the pandemic, when things were shut down and we couldn't really do anything, I guess, well, so did the fraudsters. They had ample time.
Yes.
They had time on their hands. Like, hey, all right, let's get creative and start doing some crazy stuff out here. So they had time just like we had time. So it just seemed like a perfect storm for those folks out there to really ramp up their efforts, like you said, and increase the volume of it all. Gosh, I just,
it really was. Yeah. And you know what? They don't have to follow rules like we do.
Yeah.
Right? Like we have regulations we have to follow. They don't have to follow those regulations, and they collaborate so well amongst themselves. Yeah. So, you know, those are the things that we're combating.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I think that we've seen that I was surprised by initially, but now I understand it. We saw a rise in first party fraud. And I don't know if your audience has seen that or not, but the first party fraud was something that we saw a pretty stark increase in. And I think that when we talk about the why, or, you know, trying to figure out why that's happening, I think it's just what we've seen some instances where there have been money mules being used. Yeah. So people, like through some of the social media platforms, someone will reach out to an unsuspecting person and say, hey, we'll give you $50 if you'll do this for us, right? And so because people have been hard up for money and have been unemployed, they've done it. And so they'll actually sign up for an account under their name that this money can be funneled for this other person, thinking they're going to get a $50 spiff off of it. And so that's been the other thing that I think's been kind of hard to watch, because they're doing it out of, you know, the need, it's out of necessity for additional funds. And they don't realize, I think a lot of times, that they're committing fraud by doing so.
Yeah. There's actually just a story last week in kind of the industry publications about, I think it was like $10 million went through various credit unions and banks, small community banks, through the mule network, I guess, for lack of better terminology. So yeah, that really, oh my gosh. Yeah. It's just amazing. They get very, very creative. So, but having said that though, I mean, what are some, are there takeaways that folks can take away from this? Or are there you guys provide any like solutions or anything like that to, I mean, obviously there's a lot of solutions out there, but
there are,
you know, just some takeaways that folks can glean from the survey.
Yeah. I think a couple of things is, it's always important to, what's important to remember is there's not something that's just a one size fits all.
Yeah.
Even from bank to bank, you may have differing rules or differing risk levels or differing types of fraud that's hitting you. Mm-hmm. So what we really work with our clients on is the ability to layer things based off of that. Because really what you want to do is, we talk so much about fraud and how we want to keep fraud out, but really what's important is that we're helping you onboard legitimate customers. Mm-hmm. And so and that are going to be long lasting customers for your bank. Mm-hmm. So when we want to do that, we want to do that in a user-friendly way. We don't want to like make their first onboarding experience be like really terrible when they come to you for the first time. So you know, focusing on trying to get most everyone in with as little friction as possible, and then kind of turning the dials to determine, okay, what is risky and what is potential fraud, and being able to see that. And that's really what we help our customers do with our solutions, to help them say, well, you should really escalate here, you shouldn't escalate there, because that's probably good. And just helping them have a real customized solution so that it fits the risk levels that they're willing to take, and also the compliance that they have to follow as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I found over the years doing stories like this, there's a fine line, or there's a balance that you got to have with the convenience and the security. I mean, how much are you willing to risk, you know, for that convenience that everyone's after, but then then you got that security aspect of it. So yeah, there's everybody's, like you said, everybody's different in that balancing act right there. So gosh, interesting stuff. I mean, your job must be so, I want to say fun to do, but every day is an adventure, it would seem like, because there's something new every day, I would think.
Actually, it is a lot of fun. I've been at Ideology for, it'll be almost 14 years.
Oh my
so
God.
I started out as a product manager with Ideology, and I have loved it every single day. I love what I do, and I love the customers that we work with, and just the services that we offer. It's a real passion for me. So yeah. And there's always something new every day too. Yeah. You're not wrong about that. There's always something like, really? But yeah.
Oh my gosh. Goodness gracious. Hey, last question for you here. The significance of this information. Obviously, this is super, super important, but what's the significance of it all? I mean, as we're kind of actually trying to come out of the pandemic. So why is this information so significant right now in our case, financial institutions or credit unions in specific?
Well, I think we still need to always remain on guard.
Yeah.
Just because we're coming out of a pandemic doesn't mean that fraud is going to slow down. I mean, fraud's been around forever, since the beginning of time, right? Yeah. So it's not going anywhere, and so we can't let our guard down. We have to continue to make sure we're following things, and that we're, you know, following the trends and really keeping up with the research and the things that are going on, whether it's phishing or synthetic identity or first party fraud. Those are all things that are really, really prevalent today, and they're going to continue to be prevalent. So, you know, the report basically is just, you know, it confirms a lot of things that we all went through in the past year, and it's a good learning tool for things to watch out for in this next year as we move into hopefully a much better world out of this pandemic.
Agreed. Yeah. And I was reading it too. I was like, this is a solid reminder. We got to keep our guard up for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, well, last question. I lied. One more question. Where can folks find out more details, or where can folks find the survey actually and go check it out?
Oh yeah. You can definitely come to our website. It's www.ideology.com.
Okay.
And we've got a section there with all of our research and reports, and you can go there and download the report there. Yeah. Anytime you like. So we'd love for folks to take a look at it. And I'd love any kind of feedback that people have on it as well. I'd love hearing from folks in the industry.
Okay, good deal. Well, we'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it and check it out and give you a call if they have any questions.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. I really have enjoyed our talk today.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Let's keep in touch because this ain't going anywhere, but
it's not.
This part of the industry is, it's gonna be active for quite a while. So,
sure.
Alrighty, Chris. Well, I'll let you get back to work. You probably have a lot of stuff on your plate, so I don't want to keep you from your job. So, but I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.